Welcome to the Samantha J. Murphy Show, where we talk about life, love, health and well-being, and work towards building a happier life through conscious awareness and positive change. Hello and welcome. I'm your host, Samantha J. Murphy. Thanks for tuning in. And I hope that you are all in the mood for a bit of relaxation this week, because I thought I'd do something a bit different for this episode. I'm going to talk a little bit about meditation, and then at the end, I'm going to do a 10-minute guided meditation that you can use to help you relax. And this can be done in the morning before you start your day or before you go to bed, as it can often help you sleep. But in fact, you can do it any time, just as long as you're not driving or operating machinery. And it's also best when you do it if you can find a quiet space where you can close the door and not be disturbed whilst you're meditating. And also, another good idea is to use earphones if you have any, as it helps block out any outside distractions. So let's get going on this week's topic, which is beginning meditation. Now, if you look at your life for a minute, you'll probably notice that, like most people, you are busy. You could be working a job or looking after kids. You could be figuring out your bills and finances, or even thinking that you need to go grocery shopping, or maybe you're just on your phone or computer a lot. But it's not just the physical being busy part that you deal with, it's the mental busy part too. Most days, all of us find that our brains are filled with endless thoughts that can often result in you being constantly on the go and feeling stressed and sometimes overwhelmed. At the end of each day, when your brain has been buzzing constantly with a noisy narrative of thoughts, you're often left feeling really frazzled, and sometimes even as tired out as you might be feeling, it comes to bedtime and you can't get to sleep because your brain won't switch off from thinking. Your central nervous system is constantly on the go, so it can be really helpful to stop and use meditation as a tool that can help you stop and take a break. Consider it pressing the reset button. Think of it as a process of stop, reset, regroup, and then emerge feeling renewed and ready to go about your day feeling calmer. Now, there's lots of different types of meditation techniques, and I'm not going to go into too much detail about them all today because this is just an introduction to meditation, but they range from transcendental meditation, which is a form of mantra meditation, moving meditation, which is yoga, tai chi, and even walking, you know, sometimes being out in nature, walking by the beach, hiking, walking through the woods can be a great way to do a moving meditation because it's very soothing and relaxing. There's also visualization meditation where you use images, mindfulness where you just let thoughts pass through. And there's a lot of different types out there, to be honest. And you can certainly try different meditations to find which one works for you. So what's the point of doing meditation? What are the benefits? Well, here are a few of the benefits. Meditation helps with managing stress and anxiety. It lowers blood pressure, improves focus, and helps you sleep. But it also has a deeper benefit where it actually allows you to stop and quieten your mind and connect yourself. People are always so busy and have a billion thoughts running through their head that they don't check in with themselves and make space in their mind to see how they're feeling. Even 10 minutes meditation can leave you feeling rested and relaxed, and able to face the day ahead of you. And as you become more practiced at meditation, by allowing yourself to be present and relax in the stillness, you can strengthen the connection with your creativity and your intuition, which can guide you if you're looking for answers to questions that you've not been able to answer. Often, if you're worried about something, sitting quietly in meditation can help you become clearer in your mind, which can often help give you clarity in dealing with any issues. Meditation is a good way of building a better relationship with yourself, and it can help you become more mindful in your everyday life. So how do you do it? Well, as I said before, there's a lot of different types of meditation. But a lot of people that are new to meditation often find it hard to stay focused and relax. I've had people say to me, "I just can't relax. I'm still finding myself thinking about what I'm going to cook for dinner tonight. Or did I remember to book in my hair appointment?" And that's absolutely normal that this happens when people are new to meditation. And sadly, they often give up and think that it's too hard. But there's no perfect way to meditate, and there's no pass or fail. You just use the different methods available to you to get yourself into a relaxing, peaceful state. If you're trying to meditate and you have thoughts going through your head, just acknowledge them and let them pass through. It's okay. And the more you begin to relax, the more you will find that the thoughts will become less. And again, if a thought pops in, just let it pass through your mind and then just focus on your breathing. So I'm going to do a guided meditation for you today. And you can do this if you are a beginner or if you've been practicing meditation for a long time. Sometimes a guided meditation where you will hear someone else's voice talking you through the meditation can help beginners to stay more focused. But as you progress, you may prefer to just sit and listen to soft music or even just sit and meditate in silence. It's completely up to you. Now, before we begin, I need to say this. Do not do this meditation if you're driving or operating any kind of machinery. Only use this meditation when you can completely relax and it's safe to fall asleep, because you may do. This meditation is purely informational and for educational purposes only. It's not intended to be a substitute for professional medical help. Please seek expert help if you're suffering from any kind of medical condition. Okay, so get yourself settled, and I'm going to be starting the meditation in just a few seconds. Find a place where you won't be disturbed. Begin by sitting in a seated position in a comfortable chair, or if you prefer, you can lay down as long as you're comfortable and it's safe to fall asleep. Close your eyes and take a nice deep breath in. Hold the breath and then release. And then take another deep breath in. Hold the breath and then release. As you start to relax, just focus on your breathing. And if you feel any thoughts popping into your mind at this time, that's okay. Just acknowledge them and let them go. And bring your focus back to the breathing. Be aware of the gentle rhythm of your breath as you breathe in and out. Allow your body to gently relax and let go of tension. Starting at your head and moving down to your neck and shoulders. And if you feel any tightness in the neck and shoulders, just let it go. Relax your arms, your hands, and your fingers. And as you move down your torso, allow tension in your legs and feet and toes to melt away. And as you feel the tension dissolve away, imagine a beautiful white light that starts at the top of your head and gently surrounds your whole body, working its way to your feet. And as you sit or lay in this beautiful light, you notice a glorious ball of golden sunshine light right above your head. This golden ball of sunshine light begins to pour its soothing, warm light into the top of your head. In, it gently cleanses your head of any remaining tension that you might be holding onto. And as the golden light glides through your head, down into your neck, you feel yourself becoming more relaxed. And as the golden light reaches your shoulders, you're aware of the feeling of the beautiful healing light filling your body with peace and loving energy. And as the healing golden light continues to wash through your torso, your legs, your feet, and your toes, you feel the clearing away of any remaining tension. In fact, you feel totally relaxed and peaceful. Feel your body full of the beautiful, loving, peaceful energy from the golden healing light. And as you lay there, feeling the beautiful healing that you are receiving, visualize your body bathing in this beautiful golden sunshine light. And now your body has received the beautiful healing, and it's time for the golden, beautiful light to leave you. It's time to say goodbye as the golden light slowly moves back up to the top of your head. And as the golden light moves through your body from your toes to the top of your head, it goes out through the crown back into the universe. And you thank the golden light for its wonderful healing that you've received from it today. And as you start to wiggle your fingers and toes, when you are ready, slowly open your eyes and bring yourself back to the awareness of your surroundings. And take that calm and peaceful feeling with you as you go about the rest of your day or evening. Okay. Hopefully you all feel nice and relaxed after that. That meditation was just a short one to get you started. But there are thousands of meditation videos on YouTube and other platforms that are much longer. So if you want to try longer meditations, maybe check those ones out. And if you did enjoy this one, let me know and maybe I'll do a longer one sometime in the future for you to try too. So that's it for this week. Hope you all enjoyed this episode, and if you can, try and make meditation a regular part of your routine, because it can really help make a positive difference to your well-being. I always find that meditating at bedtime really works for me. And committing to 10 minutes of meditation whilst you're laying in bed instead of looking at your phone is a good alternative and can actually really help to get you to sleep. As usual, I will be posting this episode on Instagram, Samantha J. Murphy 7, Facebook, Samantha J. Murphy, and Twitter, Samantha J. Murphy 7. So if you would like to add any comments or interact with each other on these platforms, please do. And if you know anyone that would benefit from listening to this, please feel free to share it with them. And please subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already done so. Okay, so thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time. Cheers.